Healthcare was a major issue last night at a town hall with Congressman Glenn Thompson, hosted by WPSU. Members of the public filled the seats at the event as an overflow crowd watched on a big screen TV outside. WPSU's Christine Allen reports.
The forum was broadcast live on WPSU. Questions were submitted by the public in advance and came from members of the audience who identified themselves by first name only, like Max from State College.
Your vote for the Republican health care bill, regardless of how many people are uninsured now, was a vote to throw 22 million Americans off of health insurance.
Max was angry about the congressman's vote for the House bill known as the American Health Care Act. Thompson defended his vote.
The 22 million is a really suspect number. That was by the Congressional Budget Office.
Congress traditionally relies on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office to estimate the impact of legislation. Thompson said there are still millions of uninsured Americans, some of whom are paying a fine for declining to purchase health insurance under the Affordable Care Act.
There's basically over 20 million individuals today that are paying the fine. That, to me, that's wrong.
Thompson said he's working on the health care issue as a member of a bipartisan group called the Problem Solvers Caucus.
44 members, equally split between Republicans and Democrats, and we've committed basically to stabilizing the insurance markets and so they don't collapse.
He says that caucus will introduce a bill as soon as this fall. Other audience members had concerns about the environment and climate change, like a Penn State student named Julie.
Congress, along with your vote, has repealed many rules protecting water from pollution, mainly from energy industries. Can you commit today to introducing or endorsing legislation that would reinstate enforceable regulations to protect the health of our waters?
Thompson responded by touting his work as chairman of the Agriculture Committee in Congress and took issue with the premise of her question.
I disagree with your inference that we've done a lot of things to damage the environment. That's, from my perspective, just not the case. I've got a long record of working with all the coalitions when it comes to clean water.
Several questions submitted by the public before the town hall concerned climate change. They asked whether Thompson believes that climate change is caused by human activity.
The amount that it contributes compared to the natural climate changes that perhaps are based on sunspot activity or, you know, issues related to wildfires. I think there's just a lot of issues. Certainly, I think human is part of that. I'm just not sure how much.
Outside the town hall, which was filled to capacity, a group of constituents who opposed the congressman gathered on the grass. They cheered and booed as they watched the broadcast on a television connected to a car battery for power. Mark Friedenberg of Ferguson Township, founder of the website wearepa5.org, provided the TV.
We're calling it the People's Town Hall for all the people who couldn't get in because of the limited capacity.
And why was Friedenberg there? His T-shirt said it all.
This is a repeal and replace GT Glenn Thompson in 2018 T-shirt because I think the health care vote that he made is sort of a defining one.
Riley Cooper, another member of the group on the lawn, agreed. She's disappointed that Thompson changed from a no to a yes on the GOP health care bill.
He actually ended up voting for it. And as someone with a pre-existing condition, it's kind of hurtful to me that he's not representing me. He's not representing the Thon children that Penn State represents, and he's not representing PA5 in general.
For Mike Edders, the economy was top of mind.
The biggest thing for me is how is he going to support legislation to move forward with bringing back some of the economic growth, especially here in central Pennsylvania. We lost so many manufacturing jobs and so many, you know, jobs in general.
For those inside and outside of the town hall, it was a chance to focus on what really matters in Pennsylvania's 5th District. Help on this story came from WPSU's Min Sian. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.